You're listening to SBS News.
Italy has been without a government since elections in March, with no political group able to form a majority. The populist Five Star Movement and the League attempted to join forces and form government, but Italian President Sergio Mattarella vetoed their choice of finance minister because the candidate had Eurosceptic views. Ex-IMF economist Carlo Cottarelli has instead been asked to appoint a technocrat government, where decision makers are selected on their knowledge in their areas of expertise until a new election can be held. Amid the uncertainty, Mr. Cottarelli says there's no time to waste.
I have accepted the task to form a government as the President has asked. As an Italian, I am very honoured by this task and I will do my best. The President has asked me to come to Parliament with a programme to accompany the country to new elections. I expect to present the list of ministers to the President very quickly.
If Mr. Cottarelli is unable to present a programme to Parliament, including a budget that will pass, his government will resign until elections are held in September. The move to appoint Mr. Cottarelli has angered five-star politician Manlio Di Stefano, who told the BBC his party and the League will reject his nomination in Parliament.
The worst part of the situation is that we were able to create a government. We have the numbers. We still have the numbers in the chambers. And we were refused simply because the political opinion of our candidate Minister of the Economy were not on the same direction of the President Mattarella wants. And it is something absolutely anti-democratic.
The Five Star Movement is calling on the Italian Parliament to impeach the President, while also encouraging peaceful protests and rallies this Saturday. Observers say early elections are exactly what the two populist parties want, because it gives them a chance to boost support. Meanwhile, people in Rome are divided about the latest political developments.
Io ho votato per la Lega.
I voted for the Northern League and I feel a little betrayed because I had hopes in everything that had been said and now I am dumbfounded.
I find it amazing that more than 80 days have passed since the election and a government still has not been formed. There's certainly a problem with our way of voting and our majority system. But I think, above all, that misinformation reigns in Italy, and we forget several founding elements. For example, that the President of the Republic exercised his powers in full respect of the Constitution.
Mr. Cottarelli has pledged that his government will uphold what he calls Italy's essential role in both the European Union and in the Eurozone. But markets remain on edge, with the prospect of anti-Euro political sentiment taking hold in Italy. Analysts say the Italian economy is big enough to throw the entire Eurozone into disarray if it suffers a debt crisis. With the possibility of the next election becoming a vote on the future of the Euro, Professor of Public Law at Lewis University, Nicola Lupo, says investors and Europe are watching closely.
If the Italian citizens' vote goes in one direction, which is rather different from the direction in which Italy is supposed to go according to the markets and according to the European partners, of course there's a problem there. And that's why we are looking at this clash, and that's why the only real proper outcome is to have an election and hopefully to have a clear choice about the future Italian government, a choice that was not an outcome of the previous election.
Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.